This is a test. This is a test. I'm munching on some strangely coated almonds in a bar. The Crate Brewery, to be precise. It's on the side of a canal, and there are canal boats and graffiti, and lots of people sat outside enjoying the blistering sunshine, which makes a glorious change in the UK. And I thought I'd make a quick test recording, mainly because I made a recording at Orwell's Grave a couple of days ago, and it all went pear-shaped. Well, just lost 20 minutes, just vanished into ether. I have no idea where it went. So if this works, good. If it doesn't, I'll be mighty angry. I have updated the Audio Boom app, which is something I was reluctantly doing for ages, and then when I lost some audio, I thought maybe I should have updated the Audio Boom app. We'll see. These updates sometimes happen for a reason other than to spam your face and ears with advertisement. I'm drinking cider right now, which I believe is a mistake now that I look at the bar and notice just how many ales and IPAs and all kinds of stuff happening here at the wheat. I'm looking at Crate Wheat Beer. The Crate Brewery seem to offer. But, you know, it's a sunny day. I can start with a cider. I know that at the event I'm at tonight, which is the an event by Longplayer, and I knew very little about it, but I have just seen an article that, if you're not aware of Longplayer, check out the app. And check out the video I've got on YouTube, Longplayer Live. If you search Longplayer Live, you should see my video. And it's all about a composition, which is has been created to last 1,000 years. Very, very clever clock-type musical instrument. I saw 1,000 minutes played live on Tibetan bowls, which was quite an amazing thing to see. But if you picture this clock-shaped instrument, it's very hard to explain with circles within circles within circles. And if you imagine that they rotate ever so slightly, so that never the same tune, melody, group of notes is played in succession over the 1,000 years. I think it repeats after 1,000 years. But what an amazing project. What an incredible project if you think, yeah, we're going to create something that's going to last 1,000 years. And I've just been speaking to a lady who I think looks after the Longplayer Twitter account, who is in kind of working on the production of the live events and all kinds of stuff behind the scenes. And I'm sure it's pretty much a full-time job to make sure that the 5 places around the world are simultaneously playing. Now that the app is out, though, interestingly, I thought the app was streaming the song. It's not. The app is generating the song within itself as well. So, ultimately, enough people download the app and you are perpetuating this song. Not saying that you're going to have your iPhone whatever number for the next 1,000 years. I commented at the bar earlier on, as you do when you are thinking about Longplayer and the implications of a song that lasts 1,000 years, maybe we can have our genetic code adjusted so that instead of tinnitus you have Longplayer playing. But I'm guessing if you were to adjust your genetic code, you probably don't want anything playing in your ears, unless in the future when we do leave our bodies behind and we become pure mind in a massive gelatinous oneness, then we won't have a need for computers playing music. It will just exist in some form or another within our being. Do you see what happens when you start thinking about this? I bet those bottles are really, really loud. I am in a bar, come on. And they're just emptying the recycling, shall we say, onto a concrete floor. So I will leave you with the thought of a 1,000-year-long song and how phenomenal that is. I've just been helping lugging some of the record decks. Don't want to give too much away. I don't know if you can get into this event tonight. I think it was invite only. There is wine up there, so I probably shouldn't say any more because you'll be trying to gate crash. But the quite amazing. Blows my mind. The more I think about it, there's going to be some record decks playing pretty unique vinyl. And as a kind of a rejuvenated vinyl collector. Oh my God, what I would do to get my hands on some of that random vinyl, because I think it's a one-off pressing. I've said too much. I'm going to carry on eating this massive bowl of almonds, which I'm now regretting to have bought, because I should have got some proper food, and finishing off my delicious, still cold cider, wherever you are on this glorious Tuesday. Is it really a Tuesday? I hope you're getting to go out and look at this endless blue sky, or feel the sun on your face. Lovely stuff.